Watcher, and a very warm welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. I mentioned last week that this will be an all Billy Strayhorn week. Every single song is written by Strays, and the variety is in the interpretation of the song. I'll explain more after Ella.
Daydream, why do you haunt me so? Deep in a rosy glow, the face of my love you show.
The incomparable Ella Fitzgerald did a series of Sing So-and-So songbooks in the late 50s, and her double LP, Sings the Duke Ellington Songbook, is, in my biased opinion, the best of the lot. Note yet again, it's the Ellington Songbook, and not the Ellington Strayhorn Songbook. So, poor old Strays is yet again in the Duke's long shadow. And that was Daydream with the Ellington Band in June 57 in New York. But let me tell you the inspiration for this week's show. I mentioned when we dedicated a whole programme marking the centennial of Strays' birth that I'd just bought a newly published book on Billy with his life story and a detailed analysis of every single one of his best-known compos. It's a stunning book, And against each and every one of these selected compos is an essay by the noted Strayhorn scholar and Amsterdam University professor Walter van der Leer. And against each and every song, Walter gives us a single version of the song as his recommended recording. And I'm simply following his recommendations. And he's a worldwide authority on Strays. So yes, he suggested Ella's version. That was a Strays arrangement, lyrics by John Latouche. But many of these recommendations are long, long tracks, which I'm having to rudely shorten.
Thank you.
Billy Strayhorn wrote Passion Flower in 1939, just after he joined the Ellington Band, and as was true of so many of his emotional ballads, it was written with Johnny Hodges in mind. Hodges first recorded it in 1941 at a so-called small group session. That was Fred Hirsch on piano in the summer of 1995 in New York. Drew Gress on bass, Tom Rainey drums. The album is all Strayhorn compos. It's called Passion Flower and subtitled Fred Hirsch Plays Billy Strayhorn. Here's an Ellingtonian who joined the band at about the same time as Strays. Ben Webster, in May 1954, recorded an LP called Music for Loving, Ben Webster with Strings, and it's one of the more successful Jazzman plus Strings albums. There are three violins, a viola and a cello, and I'll rudely skip over their names and give you the Jazzmen. Tony Scott, clarinet, George Duvivier, bass, and the great Louis Belson, drums, plus, a certain Billy Strayhorn piano. And that was Chelsea Bridge. Apparently Strays was inspired to write Chelsea Bridge after seeing Whistler's painting of the Chelsea embankment. By the way, the great arranger Gil Evans, who we featured just last week, said, quote, "From the moment I first heard Chelsea Bridge, I set out to try and do that. That's all I did. That's all I ever did. Try to do what Billy Strayhorn did," unquote. Here for the first time ever on our show, Aretha Franklin.
My little brown bull, with a silver binding, how it keeps reminding me of a memory haunting me. In some quiet note, I go through its pages and peruse this aimless chain of the love that failed to ever become true on this page is the day of that fateful night at eight when we found nothing more, just a dark and futile door that shuts out the stars above. My little brown moon, since we're apart, now this and that last sweet kiss is all that's left of you. Is all that's left.
And that's from a compilation Aretha Franklin album called The Great American Songbook. It was released in 2011, but Aretha sang My Little Brown Book in October 63, when she was just 20. Mind you, Strays wrote the song when he was just 18. Both Herb Jeffries and Al Hibbler sang it with the Ellington Band in the 40s, and it was incredibly popular. And it's still much recorded as an instrumental as well. Bobby Scott conducted the orchestra on Aretha's recording. I wish I could play you all of this tremendous version of Lush Life, but it's a 14-minuter, so we'll just have a taste, a dip.
Thank you.
Tenor giant John Coltrane recorded Billy's Lush Life at least three times. Or in other words, I have three different versions by Train in my collection, but there may well be more. I just looked down my list of albums entitled Lush Life, and it's a staggering variety of performer. Coltrane, Strays himself, Lou Donaldson, Bill Sharlop, Charlie Wood of the Rolling Stones, Linda Ronstadt, Nancy Wilson, Teddy Montulio, Peter King. Lush Life is the title of this prestige LP. It has, unusually for Coltrane, a trio setting from August 57 on side 1 and this quintet on side 2, Jan 58. Coltrane tenor Donald Byrd trumpet, who does play on that song but not the bit I chopped out for you. Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers bass, Lewis Hayes drums. We've often talked about the song Lush Life, so I'll spare you that this time. If you ever have a choice of bugs, then I guess the kissing bug will be preferential to most.
You say that I'm the one you love. You swear by all the stars above. And then you kiss another miss. You're nothing but a kissing bug. You promised that you'd take my hand and lead me to the preacher man. And then I find it's just a line. You're nothing but a kissing bug. You couldn't, you wouldn't be true if you tried. I've told you, won't scold you. I love you much, you old such and such. But I'm gonna buy some bugaboo, and that'll be the end of you. And then I hope I'll never, ever love another kissing bug. You promised that you'd take my hand and lead me to the preacher man. And then I find it's just a line. You're nothing but a kissing bug. You couldn't, you wouldn't be true if you tried. I've told you, won't scold you. I love you much, you old such and such. But I'm gonna buy some bugaboo, and that'll be the end of you. And then I hope I'll never love another kissing bug.
One of the Ellington Band's better singers, Joya Sherrill, wrote the lyrics for Kissing Bug. Strays wrote it in 45 based on a Rex Stewart riff, and there were suggestions in Kissing Bug of a song Strays was to co-write with the Duke later, Satin Doll. That was June Christie in 59 in LA, backed by the Bob Cooper Orchestra. The Capitol LP was called Ballads for Night People. Arrangements by Frank Rossellino, who also played trombone, Jim Decker, flugelhorn, a five-man reed section, Bob Cooper, Bud Shank, Buddy Collette, Norman Benno, and Chuck Gentry. Catherine Dooley was on harp, Joe Castro guitar, Red Callender bass, Mel Lewis drums. Here's one of Stray's less well-known works, sadly only a snippers, as it's well over 12 and a half minutes long. Thank you. The well-known duo, well-known in jazz circles, I should say, of pianist Dwight Mitchell and French horn player Willie Ruff were dedicated fans of Strayhorn. This 1969 recorded LP is called Strayhorn. Strays loved the French horn, but Ellington never featured one in the band. Stray saw the Mitchell-Ruff duo live at the Hickory House on 52nd Street in New York three nights running, once with Ellington in tow. And at the end of the third evening, Strays invited the duo back to his apartment the next afternoon, as he'd written, "Sweet for the duo, just for them." After a few finishing touches that next afternoon, Strays got them to play it through, with Ellington listening via a long-distance telephone. Strays originally called it the North by Southwest Suite, and we must remember Strayhorn was gravely ill when he wrote it. Mitchell Ruff played it at Ellington's request at a Strayhorn Memorial concert in 69 at the Lincoln Center in New York to establish a scholarship in Strays' name at Juilliard. Here's something else Billy wrote towards the end of his life, Blood Count. Blood Count, written 64-ish, and originally with Johnny Hodges' alto in mind for the solo work with the Ellington Band. Before he died, Strays retitled it Blue Cloud, but it's always, and always will be known, as Blood Count. Billy was seriously ill with esophageal cancer when he wrote it. It was premiered at Carnegie Hall in March 67 when the Ellington Band took part in a gig labelled The Greatest Jazz Concert in the World. The version we've just heard was played by Stan Getz in Feb 82. Getz on tenor, James McNeely on piano, Mark Johnson bass and Victor Lewis drums. Wow, Walter can certainly pick fabulous interpretations of the Strayhorn compos. Another foreshortened song coming up. Flower is a Lovesome Thing was, along with Passion Flower, two of the first songs Billy wrote when he joined up with the Duke in 1939, both again featuring Johnny Hodges, although he, Johnny, didn't record Flower is a Lovesome Thing until 46. This album is called The Strayhorn Project, recorded in New York City in April 2009 as a quintet, co-led by Don Braden, alto flute, and Mark Rapp, trumpet. Braden also plays tenor on other tracks. Gerald Clayton, piano, Rene Hart, bass, and Greg Gonzalez on drums. Sorry I had to fade that one out so quickly, but I really want you to hear several more songs this week. Next, one of Billy's closest friends.
No tears, no fears. Remember, there's always tomorrow. So what if we have to part? We'll be together. again. Your kiss, your smile, a memory. So try thinking with your heart. We'll be together again. Times when I know you'll be lonesome. Times when I know sad. Don't let temptation surround you. Don't let the blues make you bad. Someday, some way, we both again.
Lena Horne and Billy were the greatest of chums, often spending evenings talking and listening to music together night after night. Lena is quoted as saying Billy was her very best friend. Billy was gay, so there was no romantic relationship, but they were so close. Lena and Billy once played that song, We'll Be Together Again, just the two of them, to 1,800 people at the Fifth Avenue Presbyterian Church in New York as part of the Duke's first sacred concert. The version we've just heard was in 94. Frank Owens, piano, Rodney Jones, guitar, Benjamin F. Brown, bass, Akira Tana, drums, Eli Fountain, percussion. Oh yes, and that was Houston Person on tenor. And here's another tenor man, Joe Henderson. Thank you. And another fade-out, Johnny Come Lately from the Joe Henderson September 91 Rudy Van Gelder recorded album called Lush Life, the music of Billy Strayhorn. Henderson tenor, Wynton Marsalis trumpet, Stephen Scott piano, Christian McBride on bass, Gregory Hutchinson drums. Billy wrote Johnny Come Lately in 39 to feature Ellington's new exciting bassist, Jimmy Blanton, who was then already desperately ill with TB in hospital when Strays wrote it. And Jimmy Blanton died just a month after it was first recorded. Another vocal, a cappella in fact.
Love has passed me by again. Don't ask me why, I simply cannot tell you how love could pass me by again and cast me in the role of Romeo at large. I have lived life placidly, passing flames have lasted me, but no great love has blasted me to the heights. I guess I have missed my cue again. There's still no you to make my life worth living. It seems that love has passed me by again. I have traveled far and wide, Cupid's cavalry to ride, but there's only gravel down inside my soul. Yes, I'll go find those blues again, the sad conclusion to my tale of woe. Is simply love has passed me by again.
The deep-voiced Alan Harris recorded an album of Strayhorn-only songs in 2001. There is a contingent of very good jazz musos on the other tracks, but Walter chose this solo voice rendition of Love Has Passed Me By Again, which illustrates Billy's lyric writing superbly. Written in 54 for a musical show which was to be called Rose Coloured Glasses, but Strays and co-writer Luther Henderson never completed the project. It's our closer, and what else could it be? Johnny Hodges, of course. A September 56 LP called Dukes in Bed saw a bunch of Ellingtonians in a Chicago recording studio with Billy at the piano, Clark Terry, Ray Nance, Quentin Jackson, Hodges himself, Jimmy Hamilton, Harry Carney, Jimmy Woody and Sam Woodyard. The song is Ballad for Very Tired and Very Sad Lotus Eaters. Big thanks to Billy Strayhorn for his wonderful music, and big thanks to Walter van der Leer, as we've used his suggestions this week. And big thanks to you for listening. I sincerely hope you've had fun, and hope you'll be back again next week with me, Mike Wynn, for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please, take care. Keep well.